Moosefeh Holy Trinity Unitarian Church. The Holy Trinity Unitarian Church in Moosefeh was built in 1877 in place of an older wooden church from 1840. The church is a historical building with a cross-shaped floor plan, the western antechamber of which has an octagonal bell tower. The congregation was active in this building until 1957. After that, it succumbed to Khrushchev's anti-religion policies and became a flour and furniture warehouse for the cooperative. After the church was closed, the property was bought by St. Nicholas Church of Moosefeh. Naturally, the use of the sanctuary as a warehouse has a deleterious effect on the building. Only in 1980 did the church regain its functions as a house of worship. The Bethany congregation in Moosefeh sought the rights to use the building as a house of worship as their prayer house was nationalized by the Soviets in 1940. The House of Worship was opened as a church once again in 2004. Today, the House of Worship returned empty in 2003 to Moosefeh's Mercy and Holy Trinity congregation, has become an actively working church under the leadership of congregation head Sergei Borodin. Renovations took place in 2003-2004. Of the property taken by St. Nicholas in 1957 after closing, the Unitarian Church got back only the chandelier. Thanks to the support of different projects, the church now has a presentable interior and has tidied up the surroundings. In place of the bell that was lowered from the tower after closing and melted down for winter tackle for fishermen, a new 271-kilogram bell was shipped to Moosefeh from St. Petersburg in April 2004. The purchase was made possible by donations. A majority of the icons in Moosefeh's Holy Trinity Unitarian Church were ordered from Tolliner Svetlana Suvorova, who is originally from Moosefeh. Some silver-plated icons are the work of Tallinn-based icon painter Yuri Kuruchenko. The church interior is also repleted with altar, cross, and czarist gates, candle holders, church benches, and rugs. The area around the church also has a better appearance, above all, a grand metal fence donated by Sergei Borodin's son from St. Petersburg, who provided significant financial support for the purchase of the church bell. The congregation of the Mercy and Holy Trinity Unitarian Church in Moosefeh is an extraordinary phenomenon, as it is an autonomous Orthodox congregation that is in the doctrinal jurisdiction of neither the Constantinople or the Moscow Patriarch.